Tassie. It's finals fever, baby. The Sunshine Coast Lightning heading to finals this weekend.
Now, you, it's going to be hard for you to pick a side to support this week.
No, it's not.
You're a Perth girl.
Okay,
They're going over to Perth.
My state of origin is Western Australia. Yeah. I was once a Fever fan, but since living on the coast working with the Lightning, I've got only one team.
Good.
And that is the Lightning. And Mahalia Cassidy from the Lightning joins us now. I promise I'm with you, Harls. I'm with you through and through.
Oh, I don't, am I convinced? I'm not. No, I'm just kidding. Okay,
if my attendance at all of your home games and chanting, let's go Lightning, let's go, hasn't convinced you, then I don't know what else I can do.
Yeah, no. I just, upon reflection now, I feel like I've seen you in green a few too many times.
Hey, such a massive game. Obviously, if you don't win this one, you're out of season 2024. What's the vibe like with the girls heading into this weekend?
I think just pure excitement. I think obviously it's a huge game and it's exciting to be in finals. It's a very hard thing to make finals. So like to be in it is great. And we're just so excited to be able to get over there. It's obviously going to be a huge challenge, but we also back ourselves in and we feel really good about the game.
Bring it on. After you win, then you'll be versing. Hang on, how does the finals work? They'll be versing either one or two.
Whoever loses.
The loser of the other final. So we'll see whoever that is. But we obviously need to beat all three teams to win the premiership, and we think we can.
I think you can.
That's the best way to win it too. You don't want to stumble through and then have one win. And you want to earn it. And you girls have this season. So many little things have gone against you all season, but you still made finals. That's got to feel good.
Yeah, we probably didn't win as many games as we would have liked to, but we're in finals and that's all that matters. And now we've also learnt from all those little losses. So I feel like we've really taken a lot of learnings in, and we feel like anything that comes our way we'll be able to battle against.
For sure. I don't want to bring up the elephant in the room, but the last time you went to Perth to play the Fever, it wasn't a great game for the Lightning, probably your biggest loss of the season. Are you worried that, you know, similar circumstances, you have to do the trip to Perth, which is, you know, an 8-hour journey from the sunny coast? Is there that in the back of your mind, or are you coming into it with a different mindset?
Well, obviously a different mindset, but we are, I don't know, I think it's kind of cool that we get to go back over to Perth, because that's probably the one game of the season that was really disappointing, and we want to kind of turn that around and have a great game in Perth. And as like Steph and Cara have also talked about this year, or just this week, I should say, Perth has been great for the Lightning in the past, and they won their 2018 premiership over there in Perth. So they said there's nothing like upsetting the Fever crowd, and that's what we're going to go over and do.
Yeah, yucky Perth people.
Yuck.
We hate them.
I can't name a single Perth person that's any good to be with, honestly. Hey, Mahalia Cassidy, Sunshine Coast Lightning superstar. Go get him this weekend, girl. We're all behind you.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good one.
One more question before you go. Riley Batchelder, she was a late out on the weekend. Is she going to be making a return to the team this weekend?
Yeah, she's fighting fit. So she's back training with us this week. She'll be fine. We need all of our 10 players, so we'll be good to go.
Oh, amazing. All right, Harls, we'll let you go. Go get on that plane and go kill him in Perth.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.